Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so how many commercials have you seen so far tonight? And have they made promises they can't keep?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Aquafina promises nothing. Pure nothing. Go ahead, take a sip. It tastes like this. Ooh, hey. Ah! That was refreshing.
Aquafina. So pure, we promise nothing.
Okay, so I'm glad I've cleared up nothing.
Welcome to another edition of Orny Dynasty tonight. And, of course, this is the Honeybee Files, and I am your man, the Mr. Legend, Olasky. On air now from Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. And it's brought to you by them boys at Looking Glass Entertainment. And tonight we have someone that's coming home to us again, an outstanding and brilliant young man, an outstanding poet, and I'm so proud of him. We both share the same lineage, and we'll go into that later on in the program. The outstanding Linwood Michie tonight. Linwood, how are you tonight?
Man, I'm good. I'm good. How you doing?
Hey, man. It's 105, man. We do it every, you know, absolutely smooth. Now, of course, guys, we have six testaments, and we always respect our spotlight, who is Linwood Michie tonight. There will be no calls in between our testament and our music tonight. So sit back and enjoy the show, and we're going to bring you on right after we do our thing. Linwood, talk about your journey in poetry, people who have influenced you, and then we're going to start our testament tonight.
Like, you know, I got into poetry, music when I was like 10 years old. You know, my mom didn't let me listen to rap when I was growing up, you know what I'm saying? But when I turned 10, she gave me my own little boom box for my room. It had a six CD disc changer set and all that, you know? So I was like, yeah, you know, okay. So she told me, she was like, you know what I'm saying? Don't be playing that rap music loud in my house. I didn't know what rap music was. So I sat down and I got on my radio. I started playing with it and I was figuring out the stations and stuff. It was a new digital set with the two big subwoofers on the side with the tweeters and all that. And you know,
it was
a good setup. So I was feeling myself. So I went downstairs. My room was always in the basement. I was the oldest child, so I went downstairs to my room in the basement. Went around. It was a little bar area down there where my system was set up, and I started going through stations, and I came across this one song. It was 1998, you know what I'm saying? I came across this one song, and it was Jay-Z's Hard Knock Life, you know what I'm saying? You know, I was listening to it, and what made me stop was the fact that I knew that that was Annie on the song, you know what I'm saying? When it came on, it was like, it's a hard knock life for us. It's a hard knock life, you know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling, I'm like, okay, I know this song, you know what I'm saying? So I play the song, and then Jay-Z come on, dropping these bars, you know what I'm saying? And at the time, I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, but it sounded good, you know what I'm saying? So I sat down right there, and I wrote my first verse, you know what I'm saying? I wrote my first rap verse right then. So I went and told my mom, like, you know, I want to be a rapper, you know what I'm saying? So my mom looked like, nigga, you don't know what rapping is, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, no, I want to be a rapper. So she was like, what you been heard on song? So she was like, I told her what song I heard. She was like, okay, that's a good song, you feel what I'm saying? But, yeah, listen to something for me. So then she put on that Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Then she put on some Run DMC, you know what I'm saying? Then she went to Biggie, and when she hit Biggie, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with hip-hop, with music, with the words behind it, you know what I'm saying? So when it get to my poetry level, hip-hop is nothing but poetry just expressed in our own ways, you know what I'm saying, our own separate way for our culture. So when I get into my bars and I get into my rhythm, my flow, my freestyling, my spoken word, whatever it is that I do, you know what I'm saying, I put what I feel into it. So that way when it come out, everybody else can feel what it is. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, first of all, I love it. And, you know, the first time I fell in love with hip-hop was the song Your Cold Wanna Be With Me by UTFO way back in 1984, man. When I first heard that, man, I saw Django, man. You know, I saw the V-neck with the waves, you know what I mean, the Georgetown jacket, the Lee jeans, you know what I mean, the Adidas forms or the top fans, that's how I got down. You know, I was like, you know, 14 years old, so I appreciate your introduction. Now, this is how it's going to go. Tonight, we're bringing you the soundtrack of your life, featuring the Blue Carpet Treatment by Snoop Dogg. Now, after we play our first track, we'll do our first testament. And let's get it cracking on ONA.
Yeah, man. You know, it's easy to talk about doing something. But when it comes down to the action part, well, most folks take a little life vacation.
I was just thinking to myself, man. You know, this Blue Carpet Treatment record is deep to me. And I need to let my peoples know how deep it is to me. On some real talk, like... It's like looking at popping and seeing whoppers and movers. If I'd have got it, I'd try to be hard on the low. Nobody's got it, so I decide to sleep by the door. Open my mind, try to slip inside my grandpa's phone. Drifting off into another stage of life. Nigga paid your price and big homies made your fight. Niggas ain't wanna see a nigga beef, I know. Toe for toe, I beat a nigga down to the floor. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow, think about it. Fuck that, nigga, I'ma do it right. Things ain't moving right, I don't think that you would like for me to be mad, singing niggas can't set me. Sitting at home, watching motherfuckers at the Grammy. Wishing I was there, nah, nigga, I don't wish no more. I'm the big cat fish in the bowl. Basically, you hear these rappers out of using my flow. They need Snoop on their song, they make this shit official though. Indismissible, release a nigga, modern day king of mine. Taking my time, chronologizing my rhyme, writing my rhyme. Trying to get intellectual, directing the weather. Making my negative record more intellectual. Trying to change the direction of flowing. And singing, born singing, you know I get liver when I get blowing. Ain't been nobody to change game since came, same thing, same lame, then diggy, bang. Words to rock, bass, just make the music go. Things don't change, man, it's so remarkable. And they don't know how to do it, cause they don't flow that way. Go that way, roll that J. Roll my tape and take me back a day. You were fully, you're so into what you're doing. But you can't get into it, you can't talk. And now you're ruined, but you know I'ma do it. And now you doing it, they ruined, now you blew it. I'm dipping through the universe, make a mood-a-verse, do the ludiverse, hit the Buddha first. You can never be the hoe, let me show you how to treat a hoe. If you're liking me, follow me, you're so believable. Got a way to get his own music out. Record executive, bounce ballin' and actin' bad. Take my time, rip mine, break mine, take my, make my, kick the body. Thanks to niggas who might make it illegal and not rival the Beatles. And rockin' my peoples and fly like eagles. Been doing this shit like leaders and hitting y'all with heaters and walking my Adidas. I continue to bust, then I switch to the chuck, giving niggas a puff, still giving it up. Beanie Siegel, what up? Real niggas is up. On the scheme with my team, yeah, dazz and corrupt. Incredible, forgettable, better blast past the mood of mine. Many men were eradicated by music mind. Open your eyes and take your time to visualize. And once you decide to move your mind in due time, it's so erotic, you've been exotic, it's getting naughty. Freezing groove, you're rowdy, rowdy, girl, move your body. It's melodic, I'm being honest and modest. You done fucked off my whole rap flow. Think about it. We bust till we bust them up. Lay low, I know they told you not to fuck with us. Laying and playing and saying, man, walking in vain. Anxious for fame, a nigga trying to walk in my lane. And try to walk in my shoes, but they just don't fit. You couldn't fit the shit that I fit, cause I'm the shit. And this is it, legit, let's flip the chips and fix and move to work and hurt that bitch. I'm through with this.
And now, the first testament of the night by Linwood Nietzsche. The mic is yours.
All right, man. I'm the first little piece I'm gonna get to you, man, is just like a testimony to my talents. You know what I'm saying? And I really just played with some words. It's one of my classes. You know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna get that one to y'all. It go like this. Is it safe for me to say? No, I'm sorry. Excuse me. This lyrical talent that I have. It's something that I take passion in. So profound with my nouns, it's my brain they are clashing in. I could half pretend that I ain't smoking hash again, but that would be like lying about the super stupid cash I spend. I'm faster than your master's hand, not the dojo you practice in. See, what happens is the mask you in hides inside the trash you live. Just listen and pay attention so that you don't have to ask again. Blow fast as wind, never last to win, sufficing with the task at hand. I'm a bastard man with a master plan to leave you in a drastic trance. My brain to perform a magic dance to relieve you and your faggot friends. Malicious mixed with vicious, so I never show compassion, man. A lasting sin upon the great lakes that they stashed me in. I'm back for more with my back to the door. Mars in my horizon, set that for the course. Attacking for sure, never asking for more. I can ask you to spoil, harass you for sure. I'm armored to the core, much stronger than before. The more that I record, I get stronger and you know it. My mentality is telling me to bask in the glory. True story, no story. Never telling tall tales. If all else fails and the stars repel, we'll just call it off scale. I'm a big dog, yeah, but I don't sniff out trails. But if you sit in the wind like a bitch, I'll smell. Disrespectful, so I never feel a need to even check you. Get respectful before I ever feel a need to even bless you. Won't contest you unless you don't believe in how I address you. I'm so special when you see me be like me. Yeah, that's true. You feel me?
Wow, man. You're starting your mess already, man. And listen, man, it's like popcorn service to go right into our second track tonight. It's crazy.
Always up to no good. it out, y'all. Julio G, Westside Radio. You got your ears tuned to the Blue Carpet Treatment. A todos los latinos, los voy a llevar a la playa larga. Y voy a dejar que Snoop les diga lo que le pasó. Hey, Snoop, tell them what's up, vato.
What's going on, Vasos out there, you know, hometown, you know what I mean, Compton, California, East LA, it's your honeybee, you know what I mean, you know, Rose Clans, you know what time it is, right? 516-453-9133. All you got to do is press 1 to join the conversation. It's brought to you by them boys. Thank you, boys. Looking Glass Entertainment. And now, our second testament. Hi, Lingua Michi. The mic is yours.
All right, this second one called My World Through My Mirror, and I wrote this because I was going through something with myself, you know what I'm saying? I was fighting demons with myself, and I didn't know who I was, you know what I'm saying? But people would look at me and judge me based off of how I was dressed or the fact that I've been to prison or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, I wrote this to explain how I felt. You know? They go like this. What is it that I see when I look into this glass? Is it an image of who I am, a reflection of my past? Is it the pain from the struggle of a brother of color? I wonder, is that a demon that I see that makes up the description of my mask? Can I see the sins I committed that were forgiven but still existing, and the crimes I committed that landed me in this prison? Cinder block buildings befriended men without feelings in the land clouded with killers, sex offenders, and drug dealers. Is it a hurt like none other, pain that I conceal? Is this the shadows of my enemies that the light has yet to reveal? Can I see I'm blind to the pain that my family and kids can feel? It's devastating, and yes, I hate it, but it's a life that I chose to live. Can I see my journey down a path in the world that's covered in dark and full of terror, where blue skies only come by on the 32nd of never? Can I see old trees with no leaves like these with no creed whatsoever? Or can I see the infected being my mind's conceived in the image that's projected? Can I see a soul that's unprotected and a heart that's been neglected, chewed up, spit out, and just downright disrespected? Can I see blessings that pass me by? How come the only questions I ask is why? Why this? Why that? Why? Why my, oh my, that figure that I see swimming in that river that my tears have cried? But maybe it's going to be okay, because I think I could see a sun that shines deep inside behind my eyes as my vision gets clear. So, no, it's not me that I see in this glass. It's my world through my mirror.
Wow, Lewis. You know, a lot of times, man, you're hearing a lot of people, man, that are in prison who are also come home from incarceration, man. Some people have been exonerated. Some people have been, you know, thrown away in society. But we're glad to have you back here on New Dynasty. Now, this next track is dedicated to me and Linwood, or Linwood and I. You know, before, you know, my mother and father moved to Pennsylvania, I was out there doing a lot of things, man. Linwood know my story. It's between me and Linwood. It's not y'all business. But we gangbang. You know, we're talking about a person who's a pyro. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, whoop. And a person that was all about crip, you know, and for us to come together as brothers tonight and do broadcasting excellence, right? Look at us and what we have come from, man. You know, big facts, man. And this song is dedicated to us and what we do on a constant basis. This gang bang.
Yeah.
West Coast. Time to stand up, nigga. We gon' unite round this motherfucker one time. I'm calling every real crip, nigga, and every real B-dog to the table right now. Yeah. We gon' push a real line right now. See if y'all with this real gangster gorilla shit. Have you ever seen 100,000 rip riders from the side? Blue chucks, blue rags, gray clouds, blue skies on the move, can't lose, Hill Street blues, niggas gotta pay they dues on the cruiser with the Uzi, spray these suckers in a cruise. My granny saw it on the news, she shook up, look up, and then she put me on the move. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far.
cause the homies had to loop that night at King Park. And I got into a squad, got caught, and went to jail. Straight to the county with no motherfucking bail. 4800 with this crippin', oh well. My big homie Boy Blue snatched me by my coattail. He say, "Trip, dog, you better get right, crip right. Eyes open cause niggas get stuck on seaside. It ain't no motherfucking problem. Pop, pop, tick tock, never flip flop. 20 quick and talk, drop.
Come real, come real, come real, come real. In the motherfucking S5 with the red bandana, double knotted round the rear view. Niggas see clear through, they know that it's James. Cherry red, low and hearts, let them know that I bang. So bang, like sleeping deep cover. I got the seat reclined, 4-5 under the white feet, smothered dipping down green leaf. I ain't got no enemies, been shot 5 times. Now I bleed Hennessy and bang for my niggas locked up. They can't stop us, it ain't a gangster party till we go and dig Pac up. I'm Dr. Martin Luther King with 2 guns. Zone. Huey P. Newton with Air Force One zone. I gangbang, but I'm the opposite of Tukey Williams. Red Lambo, red bandana, print ceiling. Me and Snoop got the West Coast block. Red and blue rag tied in the knot. But all my motherfucking homies yelling out.
So good, so good, so good, so good. Come here, come here, come here.
In Long Beach, I'm stuck. Ain't no bloods and all I see is blue chucks. Popped out the 6 tray, nowhere to go. The Snoop pulled up in that Pittsburgh, still a 6-4. We just dipping, one blood and one crippin'. I'm on that bullshit, throw back Scott Pippin. Moral is my bandana hanging from the left side. So if you ain't a crip or a blood, just throw up west side. What up, blood?
Yeah, cuz we just tipping, me and gang doing things, switching lanes, hurricanes on my feet. Stop and see, walk to the beat. Gang, take the wheel and turn on 21st Street. East side, LBC, gun in my hand, it's the turf by the surf, but we don't play in the sand. We just slip and slide out, we rip and ride out. Let it be known, nigga, welcome to the Thunderdome.
Come here, come here, come here, come here.
So you want me to leave? No.
Okay, and I understand that again. Okay, I understand that. Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. Okay, no, I apologize. All right? I apologize.
That's it. That's it. You know, and a lot of times, you know, we apologize for what we have done, you know what I'm saying, in our lives. You know what I'm saying? Because growing up in Compton, All you know is, you know, Crip life, and, you know, and like Lil Michi says, you know, a lot of times all we know is, you know, blood life. And a lot of times the situations at hand gives us, you know, either two choices. Either you do your thing or you get out. And to all my people out there that's still banging, to all my people that's my age that are now grandparents, fathers, you know, out there, you know what I mean, trying to do the best they can to survive. This is my thing. This is my hustle. You know, going to school, getting my college degrees to do my thing on radio. This is how I survive, y'all. Because, you know, I was a miscreant. And, you know, Lil Michi knows what I'm talking about. Hey, Lil, man, we bang hard, bro. You know what I'm saying? Those streets, bro. Talk about the life, man. Talk about the gang-banging life, man, before we go to the next testament. Because a lot of people don't know, you know, what we were about and what we're not trying to be now. How about that?
I mean, like, you know what I'm saying? Basically, it's a life of turmoil, you know what I'm saying? Really and truly, to be honest with you. You know what I'm saying? It looked good when it's in the videos and they talking about it in the songs. And don't get it twisted, you know what I'm saying? I'm an artist myself. I do music, and I talk about it in my songs, you know what I'm saying? But I talk about it because that's the life that I live, you know what I'm saying? It becomes who you are. It consumes you, you know what I'm saying? And when it consumes you, you don't have no choice. It's like heroin taking over your body. You know what I'm saying? When the heroin take over your body, you got to feed that heroin addiction. If not, you be throwing up, spitting up blood when you detoxing all this. You know what I'm saying? So that's what that life is. You know what I'm saying? Gang banging, man. You know what I'm saying? Fighting for a color. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than a color. You know what I'm saying? It's deeper than the color if you know, if you learn your ethics behind it, your history, the reason it was brought forth, what your codes are, all this, you know what I'm saying? If you somebody that bang and you actually know your shit, then it means a lot more to you than just, you know what I'm saying, this is, oh, I can put a flag in my pocket, and that's how it was for me, like, you know what I'm saying? I had to bleed for what I gained, you know what I'm saying? And I fell back from it, you know what I'm saying, because I'm older now, and I'm trying to do different things with my life, but that shit consumes you, and it's a part of you, you know what I'm saying? It becomes a part of you, you know? It's like cutting the cancer out your body, you feel what I'm saying? Living that life, you gotta watch your back, you know what I'm saying, when you step out the house, because your ops could be outside the door lurking in the bushes. Or one day, I got out of high school, walked out the front door, and these fools seen me coming out the door and started shooting at a group of full of kids, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's the life that you live. The police always looking down on you. You get pulled over, it don't matter what you did something wrong, you know what I'm saying? All simply because you affiliated, you know what I'm saying? And to be affiliated is like, man, you get PTSD from this shit, you know what I'm saying? If you really affiliated and you really go through the shit and do the shit that I done did and seen or went through, you know what I'm saying, then you could sign up for disability for this shit, for real. You know what I'm saying? This shit is devastating to the mind frame. It's mentally devastating. You know what I'm saying? That's just being 100. You feel me? I don't brag and boast about it no more because, like I said, I'm trying to steer people to a different path, especially these youngins. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to steer them to a different path. So I don't brag and boast about it no more. But I still know about it. I still know what it is. Images and dreams. I still have all this stuff, you know what I'm saying, for shit that I did. And that's just part of the life. But that shit ain't for nobody, man, to be real with you.
Well, first of all, you know, a lot of times, you know, when I go home, everybody knows I step off the plane and all blues. Everybody know that. And for AOOG. But however, you know, I do that because of the lives that was lost. The clicker, you know, that claim, you know what I'm saying? H.J. Hoover, you know what I mean? Just like my man claimed. But we don't have to be in that life to be detrimental to society. But Pyru the Crip, y'all. You don't understand? That's your fault.
Big
and, of course, we go to our third testament of the night. Hey, let me meet you. The mic is yours.
All right, man. I wrote this one right here. You know what I'm saying? And you know I'm gonna switch it up a little bit, but it's all leading to the same thing. I wrote this one right here because you know I got locked up, and it was like, you know, I was wondering, you know, if anybody missed me or whatever was going on. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I wrote this one. It's called "Do You Miss Me?" Check it out. Be like this. Do you miss me? Do you miss me? I miss you. Do you miss me? I miss a lot. I miss a little. I miss it all, the simple things. I miss your love. I miss your touch. I miss the lust, the way we fuck. I miss so much. I miss enough. I even miss the way you fuck. I miss the kiss from your tender lips. I'm filled with bliss. When I think of this, I reminisce of the time we spent loving each other like time don't exist. I miss your eyes. I miss your smile. I miss your swag. I miss your pride. I miss that ass. I miss those thighs. I miss your beautiful, intelligent mind. I miss the heart that you gave to me. From the start, it was plain to see. I love you all with all of me. Damn, I miss you, but do you miss me? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, that's one of my more recent ones, you know what I'm saying, from this little stint that I did. And, you know what I'm saying, I wrote that for somebody that is, you know, in my life now and here for me, and you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it mean a lot, man. You feel me?
Life well, she's a beautiful
a lot.
Queen.
That's what I love.
She's a beautiful queen, and got a chance to talk to her, and I'm happy that you have somebody in your corner, Lynn, because we, cause, you know, all of us need love, but, you know, we bosses, you know what I'm saying? Track. We bosses, baby. O-L-C on the truth, Zach.
Some of them lie about the shit they got and what they do on the block. Some of them lie about the guns they pop. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. So many niggas wanna play, but still got dues to pay. Some of them gotta beg a bitch to stay. But I don't. It's how it is for me, cause I live a boss's life. Now this is for the B's and the C's and the D's and the H's and the G's. Putting work in overseas. At ease with the doggy and smoke some weed. Fuck it if my nigga detox and it's smoke for me. Baby, this is presidential. A pocket full of women understanding how I'm living. Show them hoes how you winning. It's the beginning with the pearls you're giving the world. Soft like lemon and sweet like cinnamon. But every day like 50 say it's many men. They wanna take me out the spot. They want the pussy in the end. But separate the paper and the beans and the cribs and the hoes and the clothes. I'ma have to let them go. You know how the dog roll. Don't get it twisted cause he bang out the east just in case you wanna visit. A touch of the exquisite mixed with something pimpish. And it's coming from the beach where them niggas is a beast. But I just listen, all that shit is in my past. I'm connected to the purse first, nigga, the ass last. From Long Beach to Venice is the premise. Want the green like spinach and I'm strong to the finish.
See me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. I'm living that boss inside. Can have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
This is for the west and the east and the dirty south. Khakis and the Tims and them niggas with the platinum mouth. Thinking that they blessed by the actions that be coming out. When you in Magic City, you be carrying a lot of clout. But tricking ain't the route. That's even if you got it, there's a method to you holding it when they can't do without it. Just put the P up in it, nigga, if she bout it. You can have her in a partner, fucking with it for a dollar. If she a baller, she gon' ride with a shot caller. Roll with the boss dog in the back of a blue Impala. And if she faller, then she gon' swallow all the game you got to give her. Be a different bitch tomorrow. But I would never bother breaking out the dog father. Unless I knew that she was bodying, having diamonds on his collar. I'm just the author spreading game to my partners. Walking on the blue carpet with the doctor.
You see me, man, I'm nothing like you. I got the kind of swagger that you ain't used to. Leaning in my ride, full fifth cock banging. Me, I'm riding by you on the corner block slanging. I'm living that boss inside. The hoes come running when they see me coming. Living that boss inside. Can have anything, just don't fuck with my money.
Yeah, Julio G, West Side Radio. You're inside the blue carpet treatment right now, man. That's Snoop Dogg and Akon, Boss's Life. Hey, let me shout some people tuned in right now. Shout out to the 818-626, the 213 on the check-in, 310-714, the 909, and everybody else tuned in. You know what it is, baby. West Side Radio, we going to keep it moving with the blue carpet treatment. Let's get into the brand new Snoop Dogg Ice Cube. It's LAX. That's how we doing it, baby. West Side.
West Side, y'all. All the people out there in California, man. I don't get a chance to really say this a lot, man. You know, where I'm from, my turf, I love every single man, woman, boy and girl, baby out there. California love, man. West Side, that's what I got to say. Period. Now, our fourth testament right now from Lynn with Michi, the mic is yours.
All right. This one right here called Imagine Love, you know what I'm saying? And I actually wrote it for somebody, you know what I'm saying? But I'm real relatable when I write. And it was just, you know what I'm saying, about a dude being, you know what I'm saying, like so deeply attracted with his spouse, you know what I'm saying, that it drives him crazy, you know what I'm saying? So it's called Imagine That. And it go like this. Imagine this. I'm back to the old me after I let a heart attack me and make my soul bleed. But this ain't new. It's so me. Attracted to red devils and red dresses and gold rings. 6-inch heels, Fiona pumps and mood swings. I guess little bro was right. Only bitches wear mood rings. Real women do real things, and a real woman is a real man's dream, able to supply what a man wants and can provide what a man needs. She stands tall when he's on his knees. She holds strong when he goes weak, bounded by the laws above, set forth by our God above. Imagine that. Imagine this. Trapped in a spell of thick thighs and fat tits, pretty eyes and luscious lips made perfect for seductive shit. Make you lust for the fuck of it. I ain't drunk and in love, my friend, just in love with a drunken friend. You can love me, just don't pretend, because to love me means to the end. Imagine that.
Wow, man. I love that, man. You know what? I'm going to flip the script, man, because, you know, a lot of times when we're in love, man, out here in these streets, man, a lot of people don't understand us. However,
yeah, right.
There's always understanding, man. If you're a real man, a real woman going to come to you. And guess what? I got the perfect track for that. Hey, Dre. Hey, Snoop, man. California stand up.
Doc,
that's
what up, my nigga?
Say.
Snoop Dogg. This what it is, man. This record is so motherfucking gangster, man. I think it's time for me and you to just tone it down a bit. Come on.
Imagine it never happened. Imagine no rapping. Imagine niggas trapped. Imagine and having action. Imagine how these niggas could be acting if we never got this shit cracking. Imagine life so hard, you can't imagine. It's like living in the city of God, you feel me? Imagine life from the yard, or trying to get that dollar on some shitty ass job. Imagine Biggie with his son. Imagine Pop getting called Pop by one. Imagine a mother struggling, dealing with a system that don't give a fuck about who shot her son. Imagine life where you can't win, when you get out the ghetto and go right to the pen. When you get out the pen, you go right to the gym. So if you get back to the streets, you go right back in. Imagine Russell still struggling. No Def Jam, just another nigga hustling. And ain't no rocks on them fellas, just rocks on them fellas, just trying to keep it bubbling. Imagine niggas just stuck, from the east to the west coast, everybody fucked up. I can't imagine no less, but it don't take imagination to know niggas been blessed with hip-hop.
Can you imagine being lit up by some hot shells? Imagine being tossed around and put in jail? Imagine life when you can't get from under. Imagine niggas at you when you done for. Remember how they asked you what you run for and treat you like a bitch when they kick you in your dick and take your shit. Reacting like they hate to see you gun ho. But just imagine if the rabbit got the gun, no. But you already know. Imagine niggas in the LBC. Felt just like Snoop Dogg and D.R.E. And felt just like the niggas in the 213. Then imagine that's what's coming when you fucking with me. Imagine you was up on top of this shit. Imagine if the bitches could stay off this dick. I mean imagine we said fuck this shit. Imagine if my niggas got together and tore up this bitch. Yeah. You can't imagine growing up in jail dumb. Happy just to be alive, watching all your people run. But you imagine growing up to sell you 50 million records worldwide or fucking off somebody's son. Imagine if these niggas never saw a color. Would it be peaceful in them streets where niggas kill each other? All the drunk fool get his pissed on balls. Keep fucking off my niggas, they gon' murder us all. Imagine that.
Can you imagine?
it again, West Side. Yes, I'll get a chance to even, you know, say about my culture, you know what I'm saying? West Side all day.
In the name of Allah, in the name of God, the Beneficent, the Merciful, the one God to whom all praise is due, regardless of land, label, or title, no matter what name you call God by, whenever life seems hard, everybody know that you must talk to God.
Y'all hear that? No matter what you call him, you must talk to God. And now our fifth testament by Lin with Michi. The mic is yours.
All right, this fifth one that I'm about to do, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be a little different than the other ones. I'm going to get into a little bit of my flow side, you know what I'm saying, my rapping side. But this one right here is called My Life, you know what I'm saying? And I wrote this one for my kids, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about, it go like this. I want everything that comes with the price of the fame. Maybe that's the reason I give my life to the game. A couple hit songs, domesticated the name, make the world sing along with every word that I'm saying. Motivated by my daughters, my girl, the queen of my land. Never take for granted life could easily come to an end. I know what's wrong ain't right because it's good and evil in man. So I just pray at night that he forgive me of my sins. I got dropped behind bars, so I just picked up the pen. Writing out bars that niggas can understand. You ride it in your cars while smoking and sipping Henny in the bedroom with your bottle of getting it in. Come on, let's not pretend most men don't think the same. Intelligent yet stupid for reasons we can't explain. Carry the weight of the past, the future becomes a strain. While behind glass, watching your people cry out in pain. Down the road, you get contact. It's really just the same. Only difference is you the one that's crying out of shame. Longing for your kids is a feeling that can't be tamed. And longing for your girl to make a nigga go insane. So we pray for better days and hope the sun dry the rain. I pray to see the day you let your son dry the rain. I pray to see the day you let your daughter change your name. And pray that they'll never ever beat you to the grave. Cause life can be so cold. We struggle to hold on, maintain the throne. To see my name in the lights make me struggle for more. I see my name in these lights cause I hustle and flow. So tonight, I'ma do this for my kids, the ladies of my life. I'm the night that's shining bright. They the reason that I fight. They the reason that I strive. They the reason that I struggle. They the reason I survive. My life. My life. Yeah, this is my life. My life. Yeah, this is my life. Yeah, yeah. My life. Yeah, this is my life. Yeah, my life. Yeah, maybe I'm still corrupted, but my structure is flawless. I trust no nigga. I put my trust in my daughters because my babies, they gonna stand behind the nigga regardless. And together, baby, we can make it happen, no problem. I ain't stealing and robbing. I'm just chilling in gardens, fulfilling the dreams that my children are conjured. They see in me things that I believe I could conquer while achieving the things that they still need from their father. They the reason I breathe, hustle and flow to my heart stop. On top of the game, like I stand on the Xbox, the best out. No doubt in my fresh out, nigga. I get my time on my head till I dressed out, nigga. I can flex, my nigga. I no longer stress, my nigga. A reflection of who I am is in my kids, no mirror. As my kids grow bigger, I smile and my tears go thicker because I'm proud of what I raised over the years I was missing. Not really missing, just distance. I lost some time to the system, a piece of mind like a pussy. It's what I gave up for prison. No pretty women, just niggas that like to flare up like bitches. Like that once I'm up here with women flare up with dances. It's my life.
Wow. You know, here's a situation, man. A lot of times, man, we cast aside people, man, that I did wrong. Some of my best friends are miscreants, man. Some of my best friends, man, that did things out here, man. I did things out here, man. I went to school, got a master's degree, and I'm your favorite DJ of all time. Don't stop.
You in the war zone. Yeah, THX. I wanna go universal one time, mate. I wanna talk to the whole world, mate. Cause I know niggas feel this shit, man, everywhere, man. No matter where you at, you got to feel this, cuz. Trip. If you see the police,
don't stop.
You got your heat on the seat,
don't stop.
My nigga ball till you fall,
don't stop.
And break a bitch like a law,
don't stop.
My nigga, get your cash.
Don't stop.
Oh, you keep the stash in the dash.
Don't stop.
Oh, you like to scrape and crawl.
Don't stop.
Well, we do it with no breaks at all.
Yeah, oh, okay, oh. Yeah. Don't stop, don't quit. You don't wanna get dropped, don't pop no shit. I'm telling niggas now, off top, real spit. Like it or not, we who you got to deal with. Yeah. We at your service, you in the war zone now, so don't be nervous. And it don't stop, everybody drop shit bottom to the top.
They want me to stop cause I've been going hard on them lately. And I feel like raising my right hand saying, motherfucker, don't make me slap your ass for not bringing back the cash. Now do it with no brakes, trick it, get it real fast.
One of you niggas gon' feel these bullets. It's cannons loaded, cock and pull it. West gang, riding out, that's all we do. West gang, nigga, I ain't gotta explain it to
yeah,
you.
If you get down to the sound,
don't stop.
If you gotta dump a few rounds,
don't stop.
If some punk clown flag you down,
don't stop.
If you don't come from the town,
don't stop.
If you tryna hang with the gang,
don't stop.
If you making money tryna slang,
don't stop.
If the neighborhood's where you hang,
don't stop.
If busting shots is your thing,
don't stop.
Yeah.
Love. What you tryna do, my nigga? Everything you talking about, I've been through, my nigga. I'm original. Bust, I'm a DPG. Warzone motherfucker in the midst of the street.
Yeah. You get it and go. When the boys roll past, you're letting them know. Heat in the waistband, gang of tattoos. Content 8, don't stop for you fools.
Won't stop lurking on them, I gotta eat, chief. Now get your ass in my way, I'm snatching you up by your little briefs. Now rock twice and do your hand like this. If you not, stop representing this gangster shit.
So we bang the clip, the main West G spot. Compton, Long Beach, SCY. Where niggas is more sick, more dumb, more gone. Trick, you know where I'm from, the war zone.
If you see the police,
don't stop.
You got your heat on the seat,
don't stop.
My nigga ball till you fall,
don't stop.
And break a bitch like a law,
don't stop.
My nigga get your cash,
don't stop.
Oh, you keep the stash in the dash,
don't stop.
Oh, you like to scrape and crawl,
don't stop.
Well, we do it with no breaks at all,
don't
all,
stop.
All.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop.
And now, the last testament of the night by Living with Nietzsche. And it's outstanding poetry. The mic is yours, sir.
Alright, man. This last one I'm gonna give y'all again is gonna be one of my flowing pieces. But this is a piece that I wrote, you know what I'm saying, just based on what it is that I was going through, what I've been through, where I've been, and what I'm trying to do now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all will hear the gradual change through it all, but you know what I'm saying, pay attention to the key parts of this, you know what I'm saying? And you gonna hit some real shit. And they go like this. Do you believe in being true? When no matter what you do, when every night you pray to God, hoping that you make it through. When niggas call you a lie, but you know you speak the truth. So you knock them niggas off because you know you pay your dues. In the streets you made your money. You kept your paper running. Keep my dignity intact and let no cat take it from me. In this Clayton County jail, 20 niggas in one cell with no probation or bail. Quarantine's a living hell, but I'ma make it by. You best believe I'll be all right. Every night I die inside, but you never see me crying. Why? Because I'm a man and not a motherfucking child. So until the day I fall, nigga, I'ma stand tall. In this ghetto, it's hard to say. A youngin' ain't a low life. And just because he's so white, he a young nigga that's so trite. The world's gone wrong right, trying to make it through these long nights. Not even the Grim Reaper's being tortured with his own sight. The money game they made us play. The government they gave us, yeah. When we start to make the cake, then they want us locked away. Throw us all inside a cage. Let us fight and box for days. And when it come time to eat, they throw a bunch of slop on trays. I'm tired of looking out this window, nigga, from a lonely cell. Like Jigga Man, my only hell was with nobody loan me bail. Let me sit alone in jail, fighting on the lonely scale. banging for my freedom when no one could tell. It was like, damn, I used to sit back and just dream. Never really thought that I'd be rapping the mainstream. In this cold world alone, I struggled to gain cream. Now I see it's going wrong, so I struggle to change things. Spit the message through my words, the truth will sustain me. No matter what it costs, dude, cause nothing you gain's free. Watch the news on the tube, the truth is it pains me to see how so many dudes refusing to claim dreams. Instead of doing good, we creating these murder scenes, popping AR-15s, designing these same tees. Now everybody want to be a G like they was me, G. That ain't the life you leading the lead. Believe me, hold your head up, because they is going to get better. No matter the stormy weather, it can't get no weather. You got to do whatever it takes to get your cheddar. Forever, my nigga, just get your cheddar. Yeah.
How you feel tonight, man, in your testaments tonight? And how you giving the world who you are. You know, of course, being from Detroit, living in Atlanta, me being a transplant, you know what I mean, living in Philadelphia and Long Island now, but from Compton, California, you know, you soup whoop, and I'm crippin', man. Talk about it, man. How you feel about tonight, man?
I feel good, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's been a long time coming for me, you know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, before I wanted to do a lot of shit. I was trying to do a lot of shit, but I wasn't really putting the effort to it, making the moves, making the steps, you know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? So one thing I want to do is I want to give a shout out to Lee Campbell, you know what I'm saying? Self-published black author, Bay and the Three Types of Man and How to Love Them, her own consulting business, Baddie Boss Consultants, you know what I'm saying? She got the Gold Diggers Academy going on. Like, she got a lot of things going on, and I want to give a shout-out to her, you know what I'm saying? Because truth be told, you feel what I'm saying? She always been telling me like this, you know what I'm saying? If you want to be great, you need to get married. Everybody that's great is married, you know what I'm saying? You look at Jay-Z. You look at Kevin Gates, you anybody you look at, especially our icons in the game, Papoose, you know what I'm saying? You look at our icons in the game, all of them are married and shit is happening for them because they live in the right way, they doing the right things, and they got a team behind them, even if it's just one person. But she been on my ass, you know what I'm saying? Like, every day she been on me, like, you need to do this. You need to do that, you know? So that's the reason, she's the reason I made it to the studio to record them songs.
All right.
She's the reason that I motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, uploading my shit is going out to Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, anything you got is going to be on it, you know what I'm saying? And I want to thank her for that, but I say all that to say this, you know what I'm saying? It takes somebody, especially niggas that's coming from our background, and coming from what we done went through, it takes somebody that's going to be there for you to realize, like, you got more to live for than just yourself, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be on the edge. And that, at the same time, you're not exactly living for them, but you living to make yourself happy, because making the ones you love happy makes you happy, you know what I'm saying? When you realize that, it's a beautiful thing, you feel what I'm saying? I done been gangbanging, throwing big B's, all that good shit, you know what I'm saying? Yellow Hoop, all that shit. I was the big homie of a whole set in a whole state. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was. Like, if a nigga wanted something done, if a nigga wanted something did, they had to come and holler at me about it. You know?
That's how it is, man. You know what I mean? Big mafia family.
Right. You know?
That's how it is.
And that's what it was. For a long time, it was nigga bang, 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 bang. You know what I'm saying? But then you got to remember, it's five types. It's five ways to bang, you know what I'm saying? And all of them ain't violence and physical. You know, you got money, you got spiritual, you got influential, you got educational. You got all these different ways. So what it was, you know what I'm saying, I fell back from it, but I still took those outer pieces. I got all of that with me. If it comes down to it, I can protect my family, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? I can protect the ones I love. I can protect the ones I care about. But other than that, me going out here and risking myself and my freedom for, you know what I'm saying, nothing, and niggas just not going to give a fuck about me, because my girl is the one that took care of me. So, like I said, just living that life, man, it's a strain on your body, on your mind, on your soul, you know what I'm saying? It take a lot from you. So to be in the position that I am now, doing Merch City and having my own show on O&E, I had my own show on O&E, and I messed it up. And that's just being honest, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind being honest with the folks out here, you know what I'm saying? I messed that up because I wasn't being consistent and committed to what the fuck I was doing, you know what I'm saying? I was letting everything else come in between me being great. You know what I'm saying? That's what I like. That's what I get from my life. It's like, man, you can't let nothing come in between you being great, or going somewhere or doing things. You know what I'm saying? You can't let nothing stop you because life is short. You could be here today, be gone tomorrow, be free today, be locked up tomorrow. You don't know.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? You got to live life. You feel what I'm saying? So
it's funny. It's funny you said that. You know, I got to go there, man, because, you know, going to the service day in my life, you know what I'm saying, you know, having discipline, that was the enemy of enthusiasm ever, never. And people that know me, that love me, know that I should have been in jail or dead. But I chose a different lifestyle to be able to mentor people to be great. And that's the only dynasty. And a lot of times, man, in this situation, we'll open these lines up this next track. But you know what, though? It ain't easy.
The right song for the right moment, for the right feeling, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why you great at what you do, so you know what I'm saying? Shit, shout out to you.
I love you, man. And we'll go to the next caller. First caller on the line right now with the Honey Bee Files. You're on the line with us now. And tell us who you are, where you calling from.
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the creator of the O&E Dynasty.
My main man.
The website. And I'm back to do the website again in the future. So look out for that. I love doing the website because I got plans for the website. I got plans. I got, you know, one thing about my man, my brother, he just lets me, he trusts me with the website. You know what I mean? Because he got a lot of things going on with trying to get the radio, all that stuff. So, you know, when I created the website for Beverly Nation, you know, it's a beautiful thing, man. These great shows, you know, just something, a different flavor, you know what I mean? You know?
Well, first of all, you know, I always tell the world that this man helped me go to another level. You know, Automatic Charismatic is one of the geniuses when it comes down to behind the scenes. But all of that is all of that. We want you to do your poetry tonight. Mike Tyson's in the house, Lil Michi. You know how, you know, Brother Lai get down. So now, Brother Lai, the mic is yours.
Yeah. All right, this freestyle is going to be hustle on these streets. Yo, what's up? Yeah, I got everything. So what you need? You walk in these streets looking for something, looking for a way for the awakening. Damn, did you just lose your damn job? Did you just give up on hope? Are you on that slippery slope, tired of everybody trying to give you advice? You said, fuck them all. Said, you trying to do something different. Well, partner, I hustle in these streets. What do you want? I got everything you need. Are you willing to sell your soul to me? Murder was the case. You see my eyes. I give you everything. I give you everything. Of your dreams, women, matching. Give you all your cars. You said you were tired of being poor. For what you're going to give to me, you bet to hand over what I've been asking for. I said your soul, damn it. I'm a hustle in these streets. I'm not done with you yet. Please, call me Damien. I told you once, you can't have everything without giving me what I want. But what is this? Have you broken away? Have you found yourself? Have you loved yourself? Did you start believing yourself and forgot about me? But you done your own hustling right in these streets. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, Mike Tyson, the Lyrical Inch, Tick is in the moment, right when you drive.
Wow. Auto. Wow. Lynn, we'll talk about it at this time.
Man, let's say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he always come through with some bars, you know what I'm saying? He always come through with some bars, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got to, you know what I'm saying? Really and truly, you just got to give a damn about yourself. If you want to beat somebody or do something, you know what I'm saying? You gotta care for what's going on or what the future is or what it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm getting the Stars Foundation together, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, like, I've been on it, too, you know what I'm saying? It's about to hit y'all soon, you know what I'm saying? The Stars Foundation, stand together and rise stronger, you feel what I'm saying? And I'm bringing together all poets, you know what I'm saying? All poets from all backgrounds, ethnicities, upbringings, whatever, you know what I'm saying? I'm bringing them together because, you know what I'm saying, it starts with our youth, but at the same time, it starts with us, too. We got to want to change. You know what I'm saying? We got to want the change. And, you know, to hear people come on and spit pieces like he just spit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I steered my pieces and my testimonies in a certain direction. You know what I'm saying? It's to get other people to come on and feel where I'm coming from and relate to what I'm saying. This is like, look, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm still young. Don't get it twisted. I ain't old. I had a couple of people out there call me old head. It's all good. It's all Gucci.
Don't start that. See?
I ain't gonna start it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just
right.
Stating facts. You know what I'm saying? These is all facts. And, you know what I'm saying, I respect that. And I got a lot of love for you. You know, you always came through and supported me, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm coming back, though. You feel what I'm saying? I'm about to fuck the radio waves up.
I got a thing that I just mentioned from a previous show another network. But something that I'm going to do for Viper Network and, you know, Poetic Verses. And Laird, a lyrical into driver's seat. I want to put people in the driver's seat who've been hosts and who host now. You know, artists. You know what I mean? So that's
I love it.
Those
I love
two
it.
Shows, Poetic Verses, because we need not the type of show where we're dissing each other, but you're bringing. I want to hear two poets bringing their best work. Going back and forth with their best work. You know how it comes to me. I'm a monster with ideas. My brother known me for how long you been knowing me, brother?
Since 2016, brother. Since 2016 on the South Louisville Poetry Hour. You know, Miss Tia's Queen. You know, what I mean, Twin Andre Presley, your busy boy Olad of Skis. Yo, let's go ahead, man, do our thing. Now, listen, I want you to stay here, man. You got some other poets going to come on and do their you know, pieces, man, and I love it. That is Mr. Automatic Charismatic, living with Michi. And you know what, though? Only Dynasty is all about champions. Hey, y'all, stay by the line. We bring you on next.
Check one, check two. This Rob, 5150 Recording Studios from the OX, Oxnard, California. Can't forget that communist kid.
King, what up? Really feeling this shit. And I've been going all night, it's like 5 in the morning. I'm a little hoarse. But fuck it, listen. I'm the best for it, the game saw it. Still ready, take niggas out their flesh for it. I'm built on higher senses. Go to war through the core, your mind frame, attack pain. I'm the evil inside Kane, the element in diamonds that seduced that bitch, gave you a fly name. You too soft, why I train? My ether is moved around like some furniture from IKEA. Play golf with the ideas. When your dream catch a glimpse on how I get down with creations from my ears. Who you know, great stations and stage with incredible MCs like exhibiting trade. You motherfuckers act all gay, it's pretty simple. I dumb it down, try to see what's really in your mental and make you think before you pull that pistol. Cause on the street, yeah, you ballin', but they say you blew the whistle.
Sinners coincide with the victimless. Back to a black boy before I turn penniless. Wrecked two vehicles when it got another whip. Back on that rubber grip, banging George Clinton in the mothership. No close ties with the mumble lips. Threw a brick through a glass house. No mask when it took the stash out.
out, get drunk and pass out. Slipped in the coma, never came out. Never said the same mouth. A couple close shots made him fade out. Had a slow leak in a safe house. Polygraph penalized, rappers turned feminine. Overlooked lies in the evil time. Sight from an evil eye, sight from a loaded nine. Thoughts from an ill mind. Let me clarify the meaning. Understand that's what you're singing, cause you know we're champion.
Listen, my shit is hotter. Biscuit popper, my nigga, New York Knickerbocker. I spit proper, y'all niggas ain't shit, partner. Jewel dropper, you pick them up in the stick rider. A whole lot of fans in the world, I'm a globetrotter. A whole lot of grams in my hand, I'm a snow copper. P. I like ice and I like minks. Might fuck you up, Mike Tyson was Mike Spinks. You can't fuck with the golden glove. Put the hole in your chest when I hold in the lotus love. Bang! Murder was the case. Gun in my waist, that is straight disturbing your face.
Whoa.
Nigga,
keep going.
Sun pop toolies. We can shoot a fair one. Unbox movie.
Yeah.
Believe everything that I say.
Rock City.
Sean Price in the King of L.A. Let's go. Bang!
Yo, KT, what it do, man? It's Black King, Pomona, California, representing. Trifling out this motherfucker, you know what I'm talking about?
West Coast in the house. Lil' Meechie, you're going to take these wonderful poets. You ready?
What's going on with
you? Let's get it. Carly, on the line right now is your honeybee, and these files right here at O&E.
All right, well, good evening. Good evening, good evening. This is Jarek, the Gifted One Thomas. Good evening to you, Brother O, and to you, King Brother Lynn Wood.
What's good with
hey.
You? All right, so first off, let me congratulate the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting enshrinee, Honeybee Oleski, on his O&E syndicated station all-time connection record with his 36th all-time International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcast enshrinee, Darlene Lawrence. Congratulations to you,
wow.
Honeybee Oleski.
Oof. Wait a minute. Lynn, well, you know the history, man. For me to tie Darlene tonight, you guys don't understand that. You know, she passed away on Valentine's Day 2019. Went to the Hall of Fame before she translated into glory. And for me to be part of, you know, the legacy of O&E Dynasty, I'm proud of that. To be 6th all-time in O&E Hall of Champions, I'm proud of that. You know, shout out to Andre Presley, Honey Bacatoon, Jared Petito, Sister Bessie the Truther, and Will of God, man. Like, just to be behind them, you know, is wonderful. And I'm very proud tonight. Jared, to get to one, Thomas, I know you got a piece.
Man, you know I have one. So, Lynn Wood King, brother, I'm actually proud to be listening to this show tonight. Two things. One, they have a street in my city, in my hometown, Shreveport, named after you. So, got to give you a salute. So, I'm saluting you through the phone. And two,
I have
a piece that is very appropriate for this show. It's called Truth Be Told. So, if y'all ready to just roll with me on this, hold your breath. If you're nervous, don't be. Truth be told, if there was a map for the journey I had to take, how do I know I'm on the right path or that the road would have been as bumpy as it has been? I've lived life shaken up, tossed around, and never knew if this was right or wrong. And for so long, I didn't know up from down. Truth be told, I didn't know if I would land on my feet so much that I didn't believe who I was. I stood in the middle of chaos, stress and despair, looking up for a sign of clear passage. Then I fell down on my face, looking for a trace of what seemed to be a leveled road ahead. And now the clouds have come and made what I seen clearly disappear. In the midst up ahead, there was a man who stood at a fork in the road, and he asked me, which road would I go? For he knew both roads that lies ahead. The first road was short, quick, with roses and joy, and the second road was long with pain and a lot to gain. At first, I was ready for the roses and joy, and then I heard the voice of a little boy crying down the other road saying, no, no, no. Surely that's not the way to go. He told me that other road seemed to be so sweet, short, and simple, and he found out it was all a gamble. His hands were bloody, clothes torn, ripped up, and his face was covered in tears. He said, listen, traveler, don't go down there. He told me, I went down that road as quickly as it was laid out to me, and the roses lost their sweet scent. And the thorns began to cut me. The joy was nothing more than a bunch of noise that got very loud. And that simple road was jammed up with a lot of speed bumps. I had to turn around and begin what seemed to be a run for my life. And the man at the fork said, wasn't so sweet, was it? The boy said, come here. Look at me. I've bled so much and I'm tired. I asked the man at the fork, why? 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 The man told me, my dear boy, you chose this road here. The boy advised me to look down this road here where you and I are standing. You can see it's long and wandering, and the man at the fork couldn't see this coming. I'm not asking are you coming with me, but I sure wouldn't mind the company. You do have to choose, and I did see myself. For myself, I'd rather go down the long way. And truth be told, I should have came this way a long time ago. It was best for me. Truth be told.
Wow. Linwood?
Man, I'm just going to say, like, you know what I'm saying? That was an interesting piece, you feel what I'm saying? Because that's exactly what life is, you know what I'm saying? It's a choice of roads, you know what I'm saying? It's a path. You know, you can go this way, you can go this way, you know. And I went the short way, you know what I'm saying? I've lived that life, I've went the short way, and I've got the money. I done had 10 bands, 20 bands in my pocket and blowing it for no reason. I done did that. I done sold so many drugs that, like, I couldn't keep a count of how much I had coming in, you know what I'm saying? But again, like the poem says, you know what I'm saying, that's a road that should be less traveled, you feel what I'm saying? It's better to go the hard way, it's better to go the tough way, it's better to go the struggle way, it's better to get it out the mud, you know what I'm saying? My girl has something on her page where somebody said, Don't glorify getting it out the mud, you know what I'm saying? Plant the seed so your young ones don't have to get it out the mud. You feel what I'm saying? And that's where life should be. But at the same time, somebody got to get it out the mud. Somebody got to get it and come up and go through what they don't want to go through, what they don't want to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing that now. And I'm just going to be honest with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, my name Truth, and I'm turning over a new leaf. You feel what I'm saying? Like, my girl be on my ass, man. She be on my ass. You know, I love her to death. No disrespect. She be on my ass, though. You feel what I'm saying? baby, have you did this? Baby, have you done that? Make sure you write out your to-do list. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you do this. Make sure you do that. You feel what I'm saying? Have you filled out for this? Have you filled out for that? Did you pick up hours here? Did you pick up hours there? You know what I'm saying? And it ain't for her. You know what I'm saying? She's not doing this shit for me. And that's what I respect about it. She's not doing this shit for me. She's doing this shit so that I don't go back down the path that I just came from down. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? I want to shit. I do. You know what I'm saying? I do what I got to do so I can motherfucking... It's a reward to me, and this is my reward. I got an Xbox S, you know what I'm saying, the S series. So, you know what I'm saying, when I do what I need to do, when I complete what I need to complete, I get on the game. I play the game for the rest of the day. You know what I'm saying? I stream it to my phone. I can do that now. You know, BitBoy status, I ain't going to talk about that right now. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, I can, you know what I'm saying, I play the game. I get on the game, play the game. You know, I do the things that she needs me to do or she needs me to help her with. You feel me? Put air in her tire or clean out a car or whatever. You know, you feel what I'm saying? Put oil in the car or clean up the house or something. You know what I'm saying? I do that. But
wow.
Like I said,
wow.
It's not,
you know,
necessarily,
you know,
it's not the path I want to travel. You feel what I'm saying? I do it because I know at the end of this path, at the end of this road, it's going to be good for me. You know what I'm saying? And instead of me going down that path that's easy, that, oh, I know I can get this and this and this and this when I want, man, fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that piece. I'm feeling that. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to that.
Oh,
sure,
no doubt.
When is your next show, sir?
My next show is October the 5th, and I definitely would love for you guys to check out a little tea time. Call in 516-453-9133 and just press 1 for some tea time with me, Jared, the Gifted One Thomas. And before I go, Linwood King brother, I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 34. And just listening to you talking, and I have brothers that are in your age group. I have a brother that just turned 33, and I have another brother that's 27. So listening to you, you remind me of my brothers. I understand your struggle because I look at listening to you, it's like I'm listening to my brothers talk. And I have an appreciation for you the same way I have for my brothers because I've seen their journey. I've seen what they've been through to be where they are now. And I understand where you come from with you doing what you're doing with your music, with your poetry that you spit tonight. You've been through some things, and you're on the other side of coming out of what you've been through. And now you are in a space where you are just trying to be the person that you need to be so you don't have to be the person that you used to be. So I salute you, King Brother, for just holding me down like you have, for picking your head up, man, and putting your crown on and being the king that you got to be. But you just... 10 toes down, because you've been 10 toes down. Listening to your show last night, man, and listening to you today, these sound like two different people, but it's the same person.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you. And man, I need you to be here on O&E. I need you here on O&E. So you keep doing your damn thing. You keep being who you got to be and keep making your presence known out here in these streets, man. It's going to be kids out here that's going to look up to you. It's going to be people out here that's going to love you, man. It's going to be people that they got to see that, okay, he come from a world that I come from. He been through what I've been through, and he made a change. If he can change, I can change. So you keep doing what you're doing, bro. I love you, man, and you keep your head up. God bless you, King Brother. Respect.
Appreciate
it.
Wow.
Much love,
wow.
Much love, man.
Next caller on these lines, Honey Bee, Olaski, and these files. Who are you and where you calling from? Caller?
Hello?
Hey, you're there.
Hello?
We hear you loud and clear. We hear you loud and clear.
Oh, okay.
International Internet Radio broadcasting nominee for the class of 2021.
Uh-oh.
What's your name?
Hi, peace and blessings, Sister Bessie the Truther. Congratulations, Honey Bee, Hall of Famer. And
okay,
I would
you.
Like to say to Brother Michi, I love your poetry and I love your inspiring story. It has power to it and it will help a lot of young men out there. Because I know all of our young men don't want to be the way they are. So I just want to thank you, and I'm proud of you as an elder for coming out and telling your story.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, like you said, I just like you said, I just want the youngest out here, my young brothers, sisters, whatever background, like it's their race, whatever, you know what I'm saying, to know, like, man, it's a better life out here. It's a better life out here for us. We can be going on cruises. We can be sitting back, kicking it, chilling, doing whatever, you know what I'm saying? And what we do don't make who we are, you know what I'm saying? It speaks a lot for us, but it don't make who we are. Anybody can change, you know what I'm saying? Anybody can change. Anybody can do better. All they got to do is want that.
Yes. Thank you, brother. And I have a poem for this evening.
Okay.
My poem is called Freedom. This is one of the poems that I did when I just was coming on the podcast. Freedom, we never had. It's been an illusion since the beginning of time. The conspiracy is the manipulation of your mind from the people of swine. Freedom, we never had. Follow the rules, they say, which they have never followed to this day. You've been stripped of your true spirit while they stole all your merits. Freedom, we never had. Your story was great. Put that on your plate. Freedom, we never had. Destroying is what they do with all lies rather than truth. Your skin is beauty, but they tell you that you're nothing but a monkey. Freedom, we never had. The White House we see, it's just a plantation, and you're the feel Negro in this nation. Freedom, we never had. Outrage you must have. My people, it's now time to create a new path. Freedom, we never had. The deadly skills you must place to your wit. Put the art of war in your kit. Freedom, we never had. Remember the Zulus. Study Charlottesville to give yourself a boost. Freedom, we never had. This is a state of war. The threat is at your door. Be wise as Timbuktu, because your emancipation was a lie. There's no time to cry. Freedom, we never had. Don't be miseducated. Pick up a book so you will know how to remove these crooks. Now you know we never had freedom. Don't underestimate your enemy, because he sold you for a penny. He came to take your will and to steal and to kill. No one has told you that you are immortal. Listen, listen. Because it is written, this is the only way you will be strengthened. Remember, remember the freedom we never had.
Wow, Sister Bessie, you know, you are iconic. The reason why you're nominated for the Hall of Fame is for the work you've done. Lima Michi, honor this woman that might have a chance to be enshrined to the Hall of Fame this year.
Man, like, that's amazing, you know what I'm saying? She's amazing as a person, you know what I'm saying? To just somebody to have that mind frame and to be able to think and put these words together. The whole reason that I'm on this show tonight is because of my wordplay, my poetic level, my rapping, you know what I'm saying? It's the whole reason that I'm here tonight. And I, you know what I'm saying, I love that about me. Is because I understand language, I understand words, and I know how to put it down on paper or speak it out into form, you know what I'm saying? And to have somebody like that come on and speak a piece like that, you feel what I'm saying, freedom, you know what I'm saying? That's something we never had and we don't have to this day, you know? We it don't matter who you are, you know what I'm saying? We think we free, but we not. You know, we slaves to social media. We slaves to the music. We slaves to the television. We slaves to the jobs, employment, to the government. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it don't matter who you is at this point now. You know what I'm saying? Slavery is just a all-race thing now. You know what I'm saying? It's not just us. It's everybody. Whites, Mexicans, blacks, Hispanics, Latino, whoever it is. You know what I'm saying? We all subject to this. And so, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to understand that and realize, like, nah, this shit is deeper than color. This shit is deeper than our color, man. This shit goes way deeper than what you look like on the outside. It's just the simple fact of whether or not you got the money or not, period, point blank, to be honest. But to have somebody come out and break that down and speak that out, you know what I'm saying, that says a lot. You know what I'm saying? Very few people. I got a poem that I wrote. It's called Nigga. We're going to get on to that another time. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's very vulgar. But, you know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know what I'm saying? We niggas to anybody. Like I said, again, right now, the Mexicans are the niggas to America. You know what I'm saying? They not even looking at the blacks right now. They worried about the Mexicans. What the Mexicans doing? Why the Mexicans doing this? When they going to get the fuck out the country? You know what I'm saying? Oh, can we pay them lesser than we pay the rest of these folks? You feel me? That's what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't just about whether or not your skin pigmentation, which by fact is just a skin disease, you know what I'm saying, that everyone has. You know what I'm saying? Your pigmentation, and this is facts. You can look this up, Google it. I don't care what you do. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? These are facts. Your skin pigmentation is a skin disorder that we have. You know what I'm saying? That all human beings have. We all came from one thing. You feel what I'm saying? But superiors gonna always make us feel inferior to them. So it's on us to come up and let them know, like, no, I'm free. You feel what I'm saying? I'm free. I'm gonna do me, and y'all gonna watch me do me.
All right, now Sister Bessie, when's your next show?
My next show is October the 8th, same time at 9:30 p.m. And I just want to say, Brother Michi, you won't believe this, but I got a poem called I'm Not a Nigga. I put it on Instagram.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
We're going to have to link up and do that one together.
Yes, I love it.
You know what?
I love
you know what? On Sister Bessie's show, since you said that, I'm gonna have you call in, and Sister Bessie gonna do her, you know, her poem, and you gonna go right behind her, and that's what we do it on email.
Oh,
it's all about poem.
I
yes,
love
indeed.
It, brother.
I'm there.
Yes, all right, right. Sister Bessie. And first of all, before we take our next caller, you know, can you step to the left? Now, this is dedicated to, of course, Grand Poobah Maxwell, you know what I mean, Lord Jamal, Mr. Dot X, known as Derek X, but then King T did it well in West Side.
Take that,
motherfucker.
Wait a minute.
Drop an old school beat.
Here we go.
Break them off. Break them off.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Break them off, son.
It's fun time.
We changed it up a little bit.
Break them off, son.
Brand new being joined.
Break them off.
We gon' do it West Coast style. Step to the left, King Fripes in the building. Grinding the block, trying to make a fucking million. All around the hub, I'm the one with the 4-5 Glock in the pocket with 19 rockets. Figure the way to get paid is pimping on the hoe. That pussy move fast, man, crack move slow. And don't try to coast bang with a nigga. Four fingers too twisted in the middle. The hub city bad boy still a little paranoid. Maybe it's the kush, oh boy. The new shit from the liquid, ladies get addicted. Your man start tripping, I'ma put the nigga head out. Not trying to act tough, but I'm fucking with them keys that are flex for the set while I'm rolling up this weed. Catch a babe, might lay where you stay, some even little fight another day. So get hit to the trip if you fucking with a grip and you wanna smash with the fucking grape. I'm King T in that rag 5'8". West Coast nigga.
Break them off, son.
This is how it should be done.
Break them off, son.
Ready to catch one to the head.
Break them off, son.
Break
them off, son.
King T
Sheila, the kid that used to wear a lot of FUBU. If your niggas ain't knowing homeboy, you better Google. Before you say something that really might offend me, you try to run up on this all-white Bentley. My pastime is often low riding for the benches. Dipping's my hobby, doing wonders with the switches. Front, back, three wheels, somersault, pancake. Even one gate, I can make the folks skate. If Sheila ain't arrestable, the game is that backwards. I don't do your dance, tight jeans, or your swagger. Turning around, I put you straight with the answer. Pull your plug, ship it back to Grandmaster. Cash, back to the foundation. Your kids came, took the art and start playing. Never caught snitching and I roll like a boss. To the little white girl, I'm about to pop the force. Just a freestyle, mind, don't trip it. Caught up on this old school joint I was feeling. Salute Grand Poole, Lord Jamal, Alamo, and Sadat for the fabric. And thanks for the classics.
Break them off, son.
Hold up. My liquid bro J-Roll just walked in the crib. He said he got a freestyle for this shit. Take it back.
Break them off, son. Break them off, son.
Twisted, spitting liquid. Cali hot president, overseas resident. Foreign corners, apartment on the corner. She was ugly sober, now you drunkin' all up on her. In the nut stars, oh, I got the lab. Still in your bedroom, practicing your autograph. I'm my own boss, spend my own money, take my own loss. You lose some, you win some, smoke you like a Winston. You in hot water, got green, better than some. J-Ro got a bad sense of Tropicana Chevy. My Uzi weigh a ton and my handgun heavy. Cali dude with an attitude, always in the Cali mood. Dilly dally ran through an alley, fuck Cali mood. You looking at me crazy, boy, you better eat your dinner. All your face gon' get stuck like that, Bruce Jenner. You talk about hoes like that, show lies. Most of y'all rap cats got fat ass wives. Check the suits. See me on the freeway, bet you didn't know King T used to be my DJ.
Break them off, son.
This is how it should be done.
The original King T, Posse.
Break them off, son.
Total control. Ready to
catch one to the end.
Got to DJ Boone and Goldcrest. Yeah, rest in peace, Wally D. J-Ro in the house.
Break them off, son.
Liquid, liquid. Woo!
I had to do a little scratching there, Linwood. I had to let people know who I am, man. It is what it is. Now, how you feel about this West Coast, man?
Man, listen. I fuck with the West Coast. I can't take nothing from them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they've been in the West Coast been doing this thing a long time, all the way back to the NWA. You feel what I'm saying? Like, Eazy-E and this bitch, man. Then we got the niggas that's out there motherfucking Wiz Khalifa. You know what I'm saying? The game, you know, we got these niggas out from out there. We can't forget about my man Nipsey Hussle, R.I.P. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
real
did.
Shit, R.I.P. to Nipsey Hussle. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got these niggas out there from the West Coast that's doing their thing. The West Coast always been bringing that gangster shit. That's why one thing I can say about the West Coast. The East Coast, we going to be on that sentimental, conscious, I want to talk about some rap. But the West Coast, they coming with that gangster shit. I don't care what's going on, what it is. Wiz Khalifa tried to go pop, all that shit, but he's still talking about gangster shit. You know what I'm saying? So in that smoke, you feel me? That good tweed. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, big respect to the West Coast, man. Big respect to you. You feel what I'm saying? Like, congratulations. I want to say that myself. You know, congratulations on your award tonight, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say that, you know, I helped you make that tonight. I ain't going to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
We ain't going to put that out there.
Listen, man, it's my third consecutive, man, on these stations, man, you know, Honeybee Files. Next call on the line with the Honeybee at O&E. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, Mother O. It's La Perla Negra. How y'all doing?
North Philly in the house, man, like Connie Mack Stadium. What's going on?
North Philly in the house. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And we having a lot of Philly coming through, don't we?
Yes, we do, man.
It's all love. I know
we got
a little bit of a reputation, but we got some good ones here. We got some real good ones.
Well, you are one of them. Not only that, though. I got to say this, you know, right now. This young lady is a champion of internet radio. She supports everybody, not only her own network, Epiphany, out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but also, you know, around the world. She calls. She's a steward and an outstanding voice. And I cannot wait to hear we have to get to us on these files. The mic is yours.
Oh, thank you. I call this beautiful colors. Why do they always take our beautiful colors and paint the ground, influencing them and leading them astray because they can't break us open or down because we don't break? And the most beautiful colors of all, the new ones that we create, they target those most of all, bringing tears to our eyes, trying to keep us from seeing the sun come up by trying to keep us from seeing our sons come up. Their fear is the paintbrush for their canvas of hate, and red, red is their favorite color they use to paint over their ugly, envying green. They think it's a great accomplishment once again, standing back, marveling at the massacres they make for centuries. They've taken us and tried to change us, tried to rid the world of us, even act as though we don't exist. It's all failed. Well, I'm here to tell you, things have changed. The winds of power have shifted in our direction, and rightfully so. We have to believe it, too. So be afraid. Be very afraid. We are awake. See, because I know you can feel defeat filling the atmosphere as the universe is bringing balance in this change. And we are now starting to taste victory in your tears, too. So black man, black child, black woman, stand up. The time is now. We are rising up. We know what we have to do. That's that peace.
Man, that's that peace. Lynn Michi out of Detroit, Michigan. How you feel about this girl from Philadelphia, man? The one and only, the President of Rap. I know it's Donnell Cheney, though. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
First of all, I want to give much respect to her. I want to say thank you for calling in, you know what I'm saying, and giving your peace, you know. I want to say, like, you know, as far as the peace go, I understand and I can relate to that, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, to be unholy is to be dark, you know what I'm saying, to be lost is to be dark, to not know your path, to not know your way is to live in darkness, you know what I'm saying, and it's very few that realize that they are the sunshine that guides the path, you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's not you looking for the light at the end of the tunnel, it's that you are that light, you know what I'm saying? And it takes something in you, it's something deep for you to understand, like, you know what I'm saying? You got something to live for, or you got something to do, or you got something to accomplish. I done been through a lot of things, you know what I'm saying? I done seen death in my eyes. I done had pistols held to my head. I'd have been kidnapped. I'd have had my neck cut open. And these are all facts. This is nothing that I'm making up. You know what I'm saying? This is not no story to make myself seem like I'm big or bad or none of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? These are vulnerable moments for any human being. For somebody to be kidnapped and have their neck cut open, that's a vulnerable moment. You know what I'm saying? So when you come out of that and you end up in and out of jail and you end up not doing the things that you want to do to make you happy, not living the life that you want to live, that shit right there will cast a shadow over you. You know what I'm saying? It'll put a shadow over you, and you'll live in that shadow. You'll live in that darkness because that's what you feel like you're comfortable with. One of the things that I learned being on this earth is that the human race, the human species, is the only species that's on this planet that's able to adapt to any environment that we are placed in, no matter where you go. Any other species, bug, animal, insect, whatever you it is that you look at, they all have a certain habitat that they have to live in order to survive, except humans. We can go anywhere. We can go to Antarctica. We can go to Jamaica. We can go south of the border. We can come to America. We can go to England. We can go to San Francisco. It don't matter where you go. You can adapt to the environment that you're in. You know what I'm saying? And when you realize that nothing can break you, that's your sunshine right there. You feel what I'm saying? That's your sunshine. That's what's going to bring you out your shell. That's what's going to get you the way you need to go. You know what I'm saying? So her piece was powerful for a lot of people that's listening, you know what I'm saying, to understand, like, you know what I'm saying, it starts with us. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, Danielle, Chaney, LaPella, Nick Rye, you know, when is your next time you'll be on Epiphany Radio? What you do on a constant basis as a alternative radio broadcaster?
All right, on Saturday night, I am in Poetic Therapy with my co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. That is Saturday nights at 9, alternating Saturday nights, because Poetic actually has the other Saturday night for Let's Talk About It. Monday nights, I am 1/4 host of the Neo Soul Cafe with the CEO and a very good friend of mine of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. I'm in there with essentially Jeanine, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Okay. That second half of that show, we have a part for creative writing called Pick Up Your Pen. And you are actually given some phrases, and you have to write a piece within the time limit of one song. And you'd be totally surprised at what you come up with. Wednesday night, I am in the love zone with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. That right there, getting the topics of discussion can get a little racy, but y'all just come on through and get caught up in the love zone. You'll like it. And Epiphany has a show every night of the week at 9 o'clock. Except for Renaissance Poet, that's at 10 p.m. And then you have it.
All right. Now listen, you know, Epiphany Radio is, you know, sister network of what we're doing here at ONE. And they're outstanding, dynamic, progressive, and spectacular. And I love this young lady. From the bottom of my heart. When she can, she does support us. And, you know, thank you so much to the wonderful Black Pearl tonight. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And we go back into our track, and then, of course, our last caller. And it's all about you, Lynwood Meachie. Nipsey Hussle, y'all.
I'm prolific, so gifted. I'm the type that's gon' go get it, no kidding. Breaking down a switch in front of your building. Sitting on the steps, feeling no feelings. Last night it was the cold killer. You gotta keep the devil in his hole, nigga. But you know how it go, nigga. I'm front line every time it's on, nigga. 100 proof flow, running shoot pro. 458 drop, playing bulletproof soul. Every few shows, I just buy some new gold. Circle got smaller, everybody can't go. Downtown Diamond District, jewelers like yo. Hustle, holla at me, I got Cubans on the low. Through the Cancun, smoking Cubans on the boat. Then dock that Tulum just to smoke. Look, listening to music at the Mayan ruins. True devotion on the bluest ocean. Cruise, my cultural influence, even revolution. I'm integrated vertically, y'all niggas blew it. They tell me hustle, dumb it down, you might confuse me. It's like that weirdo rap you motherfuckers used to. I'm a urban legend, South Central in a certain section. Can't express how I curb detection. Justice, evidence of a divine presence. Blessing, held me down at times I seem reckless. Effort, got an L but got an E for effort. Stretch me, dropped him off in the Mojave Desert. Then left me, ain't no answer to these trick questions. Money making nip, straighten out my jewelry on my bitch dresser. Well known, flick up in jail clothes. Snatch a champagne bottle from Rico's till T-shirts. Whatever, nigga, playing chess, not checkers. Nigga, 38 special for you clever niggas. See, bro,
You ain't living down by the street code. Been through all these motions up and down like a seesaw. I can never view you as my equal. Fuck, I wanna hear your CD phone. I'm finna take it there. This time around, I'ma make it clear. Spoke some things into the universe and they appear. I say it's worth it, I won't say it's fair. Find your purpose or you wasting air. Fuck it though, y'all niggas scared. Eyes open, I can see it clear. They don't make them bar none, they don't make them real. They don't make it where I'm from, they don't take it here. They ain't seeing due time, I be making meals. Bossed up in this game, I been making deals. Get your lawyer on the phone, we can make it real. I got checks and balance, I flex dramatic. Other 50 on my neck, just my reckless habit. Ain't no pussy on my rap, disrespect the savage. I make one phone call and the rest get handled. It's just another front step with candles. No message from the set, we accept your challenge.
Dedication to Linwood Nietzsche tonight on these Honeybee Files. And of course, our next caller, who are you and where you calling from?
I am the master sound therapist, master sound healer, and the grand architect of the universe. Over here in the shores of America, man, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you, DJ, Hall of Fame enshrined DJ and producer. Man, I'm so proud of you. You know, made the celestial beings.
Thank you.
Worldwide, you know, take a bow to show you your honor and your respect. What can I say about you, sir? Like I said last night, it was great talking about you, Mr. Linwood Nietzsche. It was so great to be able to hear your tone of voice, and for you to receive a spotlight is so well deserved. This is definitely one for the Hall of Records, man. Okay, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to downloading, man. And actually, I don't want something just download, man. I want to be able to, you know, be personal, man. I want you to be able to say this is for the Magic Man Haru, man. I enjoyed you when I first heard you when you came on to O&E Dynasty. And now, you know, I want to watch and bear witness as the world also bear witness to one of the greatest I have ever heard. Trust me. From a retired 90s-style rapper all the way up to today, I don't know anyone that I can even compare that can flow the way that you do, man. Keep doing, keep raising the bar, and that's pretty much all I got to say about that.
Hold on. Linwood,
appreciate that.
Do a dedication, do a freestyle dedication to Honey Bakatoon and what he's been through and achieved in the Hall of Fame. Why don't you do a freestyle with him, and then we're going to bring Hooney back and then, you know, let him know, let the world know when his show is. Linwood, the mic is yours. Dedication freestyle to Hooney.
All right, man. Listen, man, I'm about to do this one right here. You know what I'm saying? This dedicated to my man, Hooney. And, you know what I'm saying, he's always been an avid listener, a fan of my music. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm just going to get to you the way that I do it. I tell a nigga like this, I'm really tight, real. What you doing with me, nigga? You ain't really like this. Y'all don't like the way I kick it. Y'all don't like the way I see it. I just do what I want to do. You see, he's 26. I pull up, hop out that bitch. I do what I want to do. I say that I'm the truest. I move how I want to move. Can't nobody come confuse this.
I grew how I want to grow. I got a real nice bad bitch. That ass looking good. I tell them niggas that I'm hood. Understand that it's alright. I live my life, I'm on top. I'm like a satellite tonight. I'm looking down on these niggas. I got a frown on these niggas. Mr. Hootie told me to go around and just clown on these niggas. I did it the way that I had to do it. I moved the way that I had to move. These niggas don't like the way that I do it. I know it's gladiator school. I come through, boy, I prove it. I hop out with the tool. I got that bitch on my hip. I pop off when I spit smooth. I got real lyrics and real rhymes. I write shit down all the time. I got a mind that's real fine. I'm like intelligent. I ain't lying. These niggas don't like the way that I do what I do, nigga, when I go kick shit. I'ma tell you, I go in. I dog these beats. No flows, relentless. Fuck what's going on. I kill shit. Me and my kindred. I know that you hear this. You can get close. We can become some kindred. It ain't nothing to me, nigga. Why you playing games? Why you fronting, little nigga? You don't want to with me. I got Glock on me. This a gun, little nigga. I just been spitting 100 bars an hour, miles an hour. However you want to do it, dog. I'm standing tall like an Eisenhower. These niggas like, what's going on with them? I just go home and go hard. I do what I gotta do, nigga, and that's on real shit. I swear to God, I spit the hardest shit you ever heard, nigga. And every verb is a word, nigga. So it don't sound absurd, nigga. I give it to you. You can learn from this, nigga. Yeah, you can get burned from this, nigga. I spit fire. That's what I desire. This right here is my attire. Gucci loafers, and I walk flyer. I swear I got it on me, dog. I promise, homie, look here. Leave me alone. You don't want to with me, nigga. I'll run up on you and see this hollow when you don't. I'm talking about all these lyrics that I spit. This is like a Glock that's straight off the hip. Y'all don't understand what's going on with me because I'm the man and I've been the shit. I just came back. Yeah, I've been lost 8 months, dog. I was off track. But I'm in this bitch and I'm going hard. You could take it top and off that. These niggas don't understand what's going on. I had took a loss and then I bounced back. I came in this bitch like, what's going on? Niggas give me the smoke with an ounce at. Yeah, and I got it, dude. I told you my girl a cat, and I pounce on that. Fuck you talking about, dog. Watch your mouth. I'm a big dog, so smoke an ounce of that. I had to bring that line back. I said it before, but understand, dog, I'm as clever as dope. I can mix this shit up if I want to, or just let it fold over and simmer and soak. It ain't nothing to me. Please understand, I'm a man, dog. I've been the king. I do what I want to do, move how I want to move and swing how the fuck I want to swing. This how I kick it. I'm the realest. Hey, DJ O, tell them niggas to chill it. They don't want it with me because I'm really in the building. I come through this bitch and tear down demolition. Yeah, I got to spit it for you niggas because y'all don't understand it. I'm the motherfucking king in this bitch, nigga. Black mask on my face, rip that bitch off, and I'm still a bandit. I don't give a fuck about what you're talking about. I got that 40 on me here. You can handle it. It ain't nothing to me, nigga. If you get the popping off, I knock you in your jaw. You couldn't stand it. These niggas like, damn, why he going off, nigga? Because I'm really that hard. I'm a God's man, man. And this is what it is. I'ma do what I do when I move how I move. And y'all niggas don't understand it. I can do what I want to do. It ain't black or white, nigga, because I ain't spitting no fucking panda. If you don't understand what's going on in this motherfucking nigga, then just stand back, man. I got it. This is Big Facts. Shout out to Hooney, boy. We been there.
Tony Bacatoon?
Man, you know what? Clever, man, clever, you know. Again, I just stand in amazement, man. And to just return the favor just something a little bit, man, I was called to do this over 36 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
So neither hot or cold, my soul is warm and invisible. Mystical, but yet still permissible. It generates like a river, but will deliver, call to order what I consider. that we're not the minority and have the authority to achieve if we believe to captivate the majority of those who want to participate but won't hesitate to dismantle all evildoers. Anyway, like I said before, I am the grand architect of the universe, man, and I'll be doing it up with a beautiful business sister, and I'll be bringing that love, peace, and soul. And that's what I say, man. Last night, y'all make me fall back to hip-hop, man, because it just fell so far away from when we had it. But when you got raw skills, the way that Live With Meechy, the way that Retro Mirzy, the brother I just heard last night, the Lord, I mean, yo, man. Mike Loud, how can we not lose, man? All we have to do is take full control, man, because this is Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, I am the host of We Will Aware You. Thank you. Love you.
I just want to say, man, I appreciate you for coming on, Hootie. Like, real nigga shit, you know what I'm saying? You always been a fan of me, and you know what I'm saying? You was one of the few people that, and it's sad it was a few people because a lot of people like my shit, but you was one of the few people that was like, nigga, get your shit on the platform so I can buy it, I can listen to it, I can ride it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, you did.
I want to give big respect to that, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my boy Mirzy. Shout out to Mike Loud. Both of them boys right there. Mike Loud got his own show. Mirzy got his own thing going on, you know what I'm saying? But shout out to both of them boys because, you know what I'm saying, my whole O&E, Damon Network career, you know what I'm saying, they was always there for me. They always called in. They always spit their bars. My boy, Quan the Poet, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man. Like, y'all make me want to keep doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? You, Hootie, DJ O, Angie, everybody from the O&E always supported me. You know what I'm saying? So y'all make me want to keep doing this shit. Y'all make me want to keep putting on. Y'all make me want to keep going to the top. And as long as y'all are there for me, and as long as I'm there for myself, I'm going to take us to the top.
First of all, we want to congratulate me on my only syndicated station, All Time Connection Records, 36, tying Darlene Lawrence. It means you already heard that. Go back and play it.
The big 36.
I felt about it. You know what I mean? And having Lou and Meechy here tonight means a lot to me because this is my kindred brother. You know, another time, man. You know, another time, we don't need to go there, right? But another time, this is my enemy. This is my son.
Big facts.
This young man is my son. And we black men trying to strive for excellence. Now, the next time we're on the air will be Chinchilla Jonesia and News Forum right here on these O&E stations, 9:30 Eastern, daylight time on the stations here on the Dynasty. And, of course, Damon Network has advertising to O&E, which is all of Dudley Ngozi Enterprises. Reach us, of course, at www.lookingglassentertainment@wordpress.com, as well as Ngozi Primetime One at Damon.com. We're Ngozi Time both for Twitter and Instagram. Ola Dudley Ngozi appears to Google Plus. Ola Dudley Malawi Ngozi at Facebook, as well as our business page, The Honeybee Files, as well as the historic, determined, and motivated Online Now Network established 2016. And any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Oh, lay, day, lay. Donnie goes for mygmail.com, and I am. The 2021 International Internet Radio Producing Enshrined, the most importantly, your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dudley Malawi Ngozi, saying good night and good luck. So all the folks out there at Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight, Lou and Meechy, I love him, and he did an outstanding job. And he made a good point. Yes, for all of the three people that came on Honeybee Files and continued my consecutive record and others that came on Honeybee Files, I want to thank you so, so, so much because I'm Superman.
I am Superman, and I
It's a bird, it's a plane. Last ever bullet or a supersonic train.